do 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 do. Welcome to Idea Factory Giveaway, a guest guided mapping expedition to the borders of human creativity. I'm your co-host, Besha. I mean, none of this is my fault.
I'm your co-host, John, and this is entirely my fault. How's it going?
All right. I just bought a new electronic object. In this case, it's a laptop.
Indeed.
And I used to name all my electronic objects after swords.
Yes.
So I had Cortana and Durandal and Joyeuse and Almas. And Legbiter was my old iPhone, which I loved a lot. And now I've started naming them after ladies who killed Nazis.
I don't know why,
it just like popped into my head.
Why not?
So Pavlchenko, the laptop, is working out real well.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. And it will kill Nazis from a distance.
Yeah, exactly. 309 of them.
And that is an incredible, like, yeah. I mean, I know people are always like, where's the movie about her?
Seriously. But like,
There has to have been one, though, right? I mean, there must have been.
I don't think so.
Madness.
I mean, she was Russian, so like...
Maybe there was a movie in Russia. There had to have. I mean, like, it's too good a story for there not to have been. But you know what? We live in a hell world.
We do.
So it's possible.
We do. Yeah. I saw a theory recently that we live in the... We live in the world that was created by the issue that happened with the Large Hadron Collider last summer. I think it was last summer. Where they were like,
yeah,
reality might get weird.
I totally heard that too. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the problem is that there's no way to not prove that, right? So, or like, to disprove
it. It's true. It cannot be.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not falsifiable.
Speaking of things that aren't falsifiable, or I have to ask you something, which is that on BART, I saw an ad that seemed to be real. It was real passive aggressive.
Yeah.
It was directed literally. Something. It was just something like, beauty comes from within.
Besha. And then they like tried to sell some collagen shit. And I am not happy. It's like they're criticizing my skin. They don't know me. Look at this.
Yeah. Or I mean, like, were you going on a rant about somebody who just wasn't looking good, and they just decided to remind you in that beatific, you know, sort of like,
I'm pretty sure
beauty comes from within.
Besha, stop being an asshole, and then people will think you're pretty.
I just don't know. I had so many questions.
Yeah. They're kind of infringing on my brand. My brand that is all about skincare. There's also a handbag company in Argentina that is called Becha. Because in Argentinian Spanish, bella, the word for beautiful, is pronounced more like beja. So
fascinating.
I would not describe these handbags as beja, but I also am not really a handbag person. So
you know, I mean, everybody's got their own thing aesthetically, I guess, which is something I guess I just need to keep in mind.
It's actually a little hurtful that you're the only person who sent me a photo of it. Other people are just like, oh yeah, I saw this thing on BART. I'm like, fucking, what? I need to collect data.
Yeah, yeah. I've only seen it the once thus far, but I have not been on BART super often in the last few weeks. So, you know, I mean, who knows? Maybe it was already taken down. We'll have to see.
Better be.
I would love it actually if it turned out that there was like if that was a legit thing to do, where like you could form a company whose only job was to just like put up ads on BART that looked like they were for products, but are actually just like shitty messages directed at specific people. That I mean, that would be very funny. That you know what though, that sounds dangerously close to an idea that I just had, and I feel like maybe we should introduce our guest, and then go into the true nature of the podcast.
All right,
yes.
Hey, guest.
Hi.
What's up?
It's Liz.
Hey,
welcome back, Liz.
Thanks. So happy to be here.
Yes. No, we're happy to have you here. Honestly,
thank you.
For those who may not remember. What's your deal?
Doesn't have to be the same deal.
That's true. It could be a different deal.
It's going to be the same.
Okay.
I practiced it. in my mind, I guess. Okay. So I work as a ceramic artist.
Yes.
I make functional ware. I do wheel-thrown ceramics. My goal in ceramics is to make you your favorite mug or your favorite bowl or your favorite cup to drink from. So, you know. when it's the morning and you're having your coffee, what mug do you reach for? You reach for a mug that is the perfect mug that I made you.
Do you evaluate that on a functional basis or like a color or like is it both?
It depends on your
everything needs, right? Kind of goes into it. You know, it's how it feels against your mouth.
Oh.
How it, you know,
mouth feel.
How it feels in your hand. Mm-hmm. How it feels when you, you know, take it out of the dishwasher or when you wash the dish or whatever. Yeah, a lot of stuff goes into making the perfect mug or the perfect bowl.
So your mugs are dishwasher safe?
Yeah, all of my work is dishwasher, oven, and microwave safe.
How does one go about doing that? Is it a matter of just the glaze or is it the clay?
Yeah, a lot of it is the glaze. So the glaze has to be not metal based. Mm-hmm. So if you have a lot of like coppers or a lot of heavy metals in your glaze, it can be not, it can, you know, it can not react the with the microwave, right, in a negative way.
Sure, the sparks, the things we've seen, yes.
So, and although all the ceramic work I do is high fire, so that means it's very sturdy, very, like, you can drop it on the ground, and sometimes it will break, but sometimes it won't, also.
Fascinating.
I mean, it's up to you whether you want to test that out.
Yes, I would love to see some of it sometime. That is awesome.
I have a favorite mug that is not for aesthetic purposes. It is because I went to Goodwill and found the biggest goddamn mug I could find that I could stand to look at. And so it's clearly like something that someone made for their friend in accounting that commemorates their anti-money laundering look back that they survived. Like, it literally just says AML look back, which I had to look up. And I'm like, every time I drink out of it, my roommates are like, they're so weird. And I was like, look at all this tea.
It's so big.
That's what's important. But I would love it even more if it were like matte black, like my soul.
Yeah, perhaps. Huh. Perhaps that will be in your future. Yeah. One never knows.
Amazing. Let's talk podcasts. So some of you are probably wondering what this show is all about. Here's what's going on. For the past decade, I've been writing down every stray idea I've ever had the moment I had it, which has resulted in a pile, hundreds deep. That's a lot of ideas. Are they good ideas? Is this a normal amount of ideas for one person to even have? More importantly, are there any ideas in the pile that someone else could pick up and run with? To answer these questions, Besha and I have invited Liz to dig through the heap and see what she finds interesting for your entertainment, horror, or maybe even inspiration. Seriously, if you hear something you like, just grab it and go. I would like credit.
I want to cut.
So Liz, what is first?
Okay, well, I was really excited to look at this spreadsheet and peruse all your offerings. However, a couple items really stood out.
Indeed.
This one is called The Line. It is in the category of business.
Okay.
In the notes, it says, a bar that has a line painted down it for people to cross. So it's like, I'll meet you at the line. Or yes. Like, you just crossed the line, buddy. Don't you cross that line.
Yeah. Yeah.
You go there.
Yeah. I envisioned it as having kind of like a fairly wide open space, sort of like, God, what's the name of that fucking bar on Folsom? Is it Bloodhound? It's got a kind of a big room, and it's, you know, yeah, there's just a, in my vision, it'd be like a bar with a lot of space to it, and there's, yeah, just a line painted down the middle. And then people could just, you know, like, they could hang out or whatever, but every now and then, I imagine somebody would feel the need to make use of the line in some way, where it's like, no, you know, like, I'm about to state an opinion, and they would simply just cross the line and say whatever it is they had to say.
Is this a vertical line or a horizontal line?
It's a line painted on the floor.
Hopefully on the floor.
Yes. I know, but is it painted vertically, like horizontal to the bar, or is it vertical to the bar?
I had envisioned it as being parallel to the bar, but I don't...
It could work either way.
Yeah, that's true.
I was totally envisioning it perpendicular.
Like, and it would like bisect the bar itself and then the rest of the room?
Yeah, because, I mean, sometimes the bartender needs to step over the line,
maybe
too.
There would be... this would necessitate, I think, two bartenders, right? Because they'd need to have one on each side of a line so that, like, you know... And that might be better, actually.
I could see the bartender being like, if you cross this line, buddy, you're out of here.
Yeah. There would be a whole host of great jokes you could make that of which I am not aware because I have not been in this bar. But I feel like somebody should make it. That's
all
I've got. That's all I've got. All
right. Okay, I have another one that
yes.
I was so curious about.
Yes.
Okay, this is a product.
Okay.
It is Maggie Simpson star thing, question mark.
Okay. We've all watched The Simpsons, right?
Yeah.
And whenever they're dressed up in winter gear, there is this, like, they put Maggie in this thing that just looks like a star, where it's like each one of her limbs is one of the points on this five-pointed star, and then her head is the fifth point. And it's like, has anybody ever actually made that? Because I want to see it. Like,
this sounds like what's his name in the Christmas Story.
Yeah.
Well, oh wow, really, she is a star. She is literally
what is that? I mean, like, I want
one of those. It looks really comfy.
Yeah, like, how would you go about constructing it? Like, what would all the infill look like?
Stuffing.
Like, what would it be made of? Would it be
inside?
Like, yeah, like, I have to know. Like, has somebody made one? And yeah, so that was the question.
Okay.
Was like, has anybody made one? Could it be made? Would it be good for a baby? These are all questions that I have, and
it looks like people may have knit one or two, but
I don't think this is something you can. I mean, well, okay, obviously it's something you can knit.
Yeah,
baby starfish crochet cocoon.
Yeah, there's a picture.
To me, it seems like a
but
almost
I want
like
it
a,
as an adult.
Well, like a parka kind of sort
yeah.
of like it's not knit. It's like a, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like it's a coat of some kind.
Yeah, it zips.
With a quilted.
I mean,
inside.
It does, and in fact, it is pictured as zipping.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Oh, so yeah, somebody should make
feet. Ultimate comfort.
So yeah, the Maggie Simpson star thing. I don't even know what to call it.
Snowsuit.
Yeah.
Snowsuit. Mm-hmm.
It's her snowsuit, though. I mean, if it's yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely Maggie Simpson. Gotta attribute that to her. Okay, so the other thing.
Yes.
We talked about this before. Gender dudes. It's in the category of new word.
Okay. This is a new word that I felt like needed to be put into the common lexicon. Just because something like, especially living here in California, right? Like, most of the time, well, not most of the time, some, at least some of the time, we consider the word dude to be more or less gender neutral, right?
Agreed.
It can refer to, you know, men, women, variations thereupon. But what if you wanted to really emphasize that point, that you were not, like, that you were actually not speaking only to the men? Like, what about the word gender dudes?
I don't know.
What's going on, gender dudes?
Gender dude was not your substitute for the word that needed to be created. It was just the word.
Yes.
Okay. I think that sounds like the word guys. Like, hey guys.
Yeah, but if you say gender first.
Yes, exactly.
Say gender guys.
Hey gender guys, what's up?
This had to have been done while drunk because I felt like just putting the word gender in front of it somehow ambiguated it, and I don't know why. Like, I really don't.
You were drunk.
It had to have been something I came up with, yeah, like at a bar, or I don't know what.
See, because when you're saying the word gender,
yes.
You're actually trying to negate all the genders. You know,
yeah.
You're saying everybody, not just men, not just women, not just whatever.
Yes, all
you're
genders.
You're saying gender yeah. meaning X.
Yes. Yeah, what's going on, gender dudes?
Persons of unspecified gender.
Yes.
Or maybe persons of specified gender also.
And both.
Yeah,
and
all.
Non, and, yeah. No.
Nope.
Yeah, so that's what that was. I you don't think it'll catch on?
I don't think
no,
so.
No, John.
Well, that's just one opinion, gender dude.
Okay, this one I really like. It's every citizen should own Riot gear.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what category is that under?
That's under the civic category.
Yeah. Like, okay, right? Like, if literally everybody we knew owned a set of Riot gear, would, like, how far would that go towards, like, negating the advantage that the cops have over us? I mean, theoretically, they have training that we don't, right? But on the other hand, like, if every citizen had Riot gear, we could easily get together, like, you know, on weekends and, like, each other's backyards and just hit each other.
Practice beating the crap out of people until you know how to use your equipment.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Like, there could be entire sports that you could make out of, like, everybody, you know, hey, like, we're having a game of, like, whatever you call it, you know, like, down at the park, bring your Riot gear, you know? I mean, like, why not?
Yeah.
Is it actually illegal to own Riot gear?
Well, let's define Riot gear here.
You know, like the fucking helmet with the mm-hmm. visor on it,
that
the
big
padding.
Neck thing,
yeah,
that you wear, like
the gloves. I guess you need a truncheon.
Oh no, you can definitely buy this on the internet. In fact, you can buy it on Amazon. So bulletproof vests,
yeah,
tactical cuffs.
I mean, like, it all probably costs, right?
Load-bearing suspenders.
So who issues this gear?
That's the part that I don't know. I mean, like, I feel like...
Good citizens.
In my conception of this, it's a system that's just... It's been around for so long that, like, you know, like, it's got its own section at Target, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you can just go to Goodwill and get somebody's used Riot gear. Like, it's just... It's just there next to the pants.
You know, in our society, in our world, this could be a thing.
It's true.
Yeah,
it's really good.
There is technically nothing stopping it, I suppose.
Amazon even has their favorite thigh and groin protector. Damascus Protective Gear TG40 Imperial Thigh Groin Protector. Amazon's choice.
You know, I would like to see a range of colors. I would like to see,
that self-defense control device just looks like a string of butt plugs. I'm sorry, but it does. Bionic face shield. Oh, yeah. This is, you know, face shields are only like $25.
I'm just saying.
But if you just had a face shield, like, would you just hold it up to your face?
Well, no, it's got the little strap on the back. It's not a helmet, but it's like a...
Oh, yeah, I see
it's
that.
It's a half helmet that's the half of your face.
Right, it's got the thing on it, so, yeah. That's all. I mean, like, what if? What if...
They also sell a windproof fleece ski mask in the same section. Not, they don't say it's Riot gear. It's just a ski mask.
It's just, yeah, of course.
Wow.
Of course. So, this is a thing that could happen.
Yeah. I've learned a lot today.
Brilliant.
I'm glad you think your own ideas are so brilliant. Okay, continuing in the same civics vein.
Yes.
I like this next idea. Voter test, driver test.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, in order to drive a vehicle, you have to have a test. You have to pass the test. They give you a license. That means you pass the test. There should be a similar test for voting, where, like, you don't get to steer the country until you pass this test. And it's not a... Like, in my version, the test has three questions. Is Obama a Muslim? Did cavemen and dinosaurs live at the same time? Is global warming a myth? If you answer yes to any of these three questions, your vote does not count. You can still go. You can vote. But your vote goes in the garbage can. Quietly. Like, there's no fine imposed.
You don't
go to jail. Nobody, like, you know what I mean? Like, it just means your vote doesn't fucking count.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I wonder how much of... If this was true, if this was a real thing, I wonder how much percentage of the voting public would be not counting.
You know what? I don't give a shit.
What percentage of the rest Republicans found a way to gerrymander around?
Because, like, you know, I mean, like, that's fine. They can still live their lives in America.
Course.
That just means they don't get to decide shit for me anymore. And I'm okay with it because I happen to know that Obama is not a Muslim and that cavemen and dinosaurs did not live at the same time and the global warming is not a myth. So it's a very low bar to clear.
It's very low.
This is all I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. I mean, really, making everybody pass the same test you have to do to get a green card, which is like...
Yeah.
You've got to know the Constitution, and you've got to know American history, and, like, more than probably any of the three of us do.
Exactly.
They do not fuck around.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just saying, there should be tests. And that's all. That's, you know, I'm not advocating for anything crazy. It just seems like democracy in its current form is broken. And we should perhaps do something to fix it. Little steps. Can we just try it? That would be my slogan when running for president. John's song for president. How about this?
Little steps. Just try it.
Johnson for president. Baby steps.
What if this?
What if this?
Yes. Johnson 2020. That's, yeah. So that's what that is. That's what that is.
Alrighty. Moving along, I have one in the dating category.
Okay.
This is yogurt aisle, colon, you need food to live.
Oh, why is that under dating?
What? Like, you sure meet, that's under dating? Yeah, yeah. See, it's this
what?
One. It's this one right here.
Yogurt aisle, you need food to live. John, yeah. What were you...
I don't know.
John.
I don't know. I don't know. Hang on a second. Let's
imagine it's not in dating. What does yogurt aisle, you need food to live mean
Maybe
to
because
you?
Yogurt is, like, the perfect food. It has, like, enzymes and amino acids.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, like, it's for people who... I felt like maybe this was maybe a campaign of some kind, you know, like, hey, you need food to live. You need food to live. Here's yogurt. It's food. But just get some.
But maybe it's like you meet your significant other in the yogurt aisle.
Yes. No, for sure. I think that's what it is, where it's sort of like everybody eventually has to go to the yogurt aisle, right? And so, like, why not make that the place where you go to pick up people at a grocery store? Maybe that's what it was.
Specifically the yogurt aisle.
Specifically the yogurt aisle, where it's sort of like, you know that if you are in the yogurt aisle, you might get hit on. And that's just how that's going to go.
Maybe there's like a designated like hitting on zone, picking up people zone.
Yeah, and that's...
At the grocery store.
And it's the yogurt aisle. Because you have to eventually... Everybody eventually makes their way to the yogurt aisle.
But what if you need food to live?
Yeah.
Just go to the yogurt aisle.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't... these are all good questions.
Maybe it was a don't pick people up in the yogurt aisle because you need food to live. You can't prove that you're there.
Maybe that's what it was. It could be the reverse. That's a good question. I don't know.
Huh.
Man, I wish I had put notes in there.
No, stop.
Past me. Past me fell down on the job.
And, sorry, my dog is licking me.
I can do nothing but apologize for past me on that one. Although, you know, I mean, we did come up with a possible permutation that I feel like has some potential.
It's legitimate. You never know who you're going to meet in the yogurt aisle. I mean, you do need food to live, so...
Yeah, why was that part of it? These are questions that will never be answered. Well... What's next?
Okay, we have... this one is in the category of food.
Okay.
It's name and engrave all your kitchen utensils.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Why should swords be the only things that get names? You know?
Right.
Like, why don't you name all of your utensils and then engrave your utensils with that name?
Alice.
Yeah. This is the sausage bringer.
Whoa! I definitely just thought of appliances, which made sense to me because a KitchenAid mixer has personality. But like,
oh yeah,
spatula.
Yeah, all of them.
This is spatula.
Yeah,
this is Greg.
I call him Spatch.
Yeah, this is the cake master. You know,
yeah.
Like, bring me. Can you hand me the cake master, honey? You know, like it actually might save a little bit of time. In the kitchen.
Because if you have two spatulas, you'll
right.
be like, no.
Not Greg, Dave.
Yeah.
Or the cake master.
Yeah, I need the pie tamer, not the cake master, you know?
Like, I know they already have, like, skins to decorate your KitchenAid mixers.
Mm-hmm.
you know, custom skins to be like, oh, I want to put wings or flames on my KitchenAid mixer.
As one
mixer
might.
To look like Wonder Woman.
Or flowers. I have a KitchenAid mixer. It does not have a skin. It's just a regular one.
Yeah, ours is also just a, yeah. It's just a KitchenAid. I mean, it's a good KitchenAid.
It's
but
really good.
Yeah.
Ours is red.
Mine too.
But yeah, I mean, you just, you know, why not name and engrave all of your kitchen utensils with names?
But I'm naming them things like Dave.
Yeah. I mean, listen, each house you do what you're gonna, you know. I would want to give mine portentous fantasy sounding names because that's just the way I am.
Another idea,
yes,
is names for things, colon, the game. And then in parentheses it says, people try to define awful sex moves.
Okay, yes.
That I am very curious about.
All right, so I used to, this was at the same time that I was writing down all of the ideas that I had, the moment they came to me, I would also, in that notebook, have pages devoted to just names for stuff, right? Usually it was like, oh, that'd be a good band name. But sometimes other things would occur to me, like names for cocktails or titles for albums, or like sex moves that you would have to go look up on Urban Dictionary. So I eventually started putting them up on a Tumblr. Actually, it's ferociousj.tumblr.com. You can see them. And most of them are bands and albums. But occasionally other things pop up. Some of them are sex moves. And like, what if there was like a game where it would be sort of like a combination of like, I'm not sure exactly, maybe... is it Balderdash, where you have to make up definitions for words?
I think so.
It'd be like a combination of Balderdash and Cards Against Humanity, sort of, where like you come up with a, like, you choose from a set of names that exist in the box, right? Like the Plumber's Dilemma. Okay, so then everybody at the table has to write down what they think that is,
right?
And then the person who, you know, like, you, the person who has the card gets to choose the definition they like best. And then, you know, like, you just go around the table until you've defined a number of hideous, hideous sex moves. Yes.
Yeah. I would play that game. It would be funny.
That's the kind of thing I think would actually be easy to cook up, just like, you know, with some people and just like a bunch of index cards. Like you could just do it, and it'd be fun.
It would be helpful to have some of those little jointed artist dolls. So that you can, because it can be hard to work out in your head whether something would work. If there's anything I've learned as a sex educator, is that you'd be surprised how pokey elbows and knees are.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, put your leg there and your head over there.
That
probably helpful to have dolls rather than making people like act it out.
Yeah. But you would need a minimum of like four, just in case. Like, some, you know what I mean?
At least.
Like, yeah. Like, well, I do remember one of the names that I came up with was just the League of Nations. Like, well, I don't know, like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, like, let's get a table of people to anyway.
It just never quite gets off the ground.
You know what? Like, this is a game that I think I'm going to end up playing with some people.
I think it's a really good idea. Yeah. I think you should do this before your child is born.
Well,
yeah, that's probably a good idea.
That gives us about a month and a half, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
So.
Get on it.
Listen, this can be done. This can be done, and you are both invited.
Yes. All right. Well, perfect.
Excellent. All right. Sold. I think we have time for perhaps one more.
Okay. This is my last one.
Excellent. This worked out incredibly well.
DIY dog race party. It's in the category of party.
DIY dog
I'm into
race
it.
Party.
I'm into it.
Yeah, I think this is just a thing where you like, everybody who has dogs, like, you know, shows up, and you put a track together out of whatever you can figure out, and then you just
make
you
it
just,
happen.
You just race your dog.
Yeah. You don't you have to, like, bets. Go to the Alameda County Fairground or wherever it is they do the wiener dog races.
Yeah. I mean, like, you don't even have to put down tracks, right? Like,
yeah.
You just lay down a start line and a finish line.
Yeah.
And then, like...
As a kid, I was always like, those dogs can run so fast.
Wait, this has been going on that long?
Well, yeah.
Good.
I thought so. So.
Yeah.
Wait, oh, you're talking about real dogs.
No, I thought... The dogs could
that
run really
that
fast.
That we're doing, like, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of.
So it really lends itself, well, dogs really lend themselves to races.
Dogs love running.
Based on their speed.
If there's anything dogs love.
It is to run.
Actually, people at the park are freaked out by how fast mine is because she's so small.
Mm.
But that's usually because she's, like, running away from me when I'm trying to get her.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. It is now time for one of us to give a terrible recommendation or showcase an idea from our guest. Do we have anything?
I have a terrible recommendation.
Hell yes.
Okay. So, it's kind of like a dog party.
Okay.
But a cat party, because I have a cat.
Uh-huh.
So I was thinking, like, you know how some people have, like, birthday parties for their dogs, and then they invite other... Your dog throws the party, and you invite your other dogs.
Mm. I'm planning that
really
for next month.
Bad.
Okay. It would be even worse with cats.
It would be horrible, because, like, cats, they don't really like to hang out with each other.
No.
And then there's this whole territorial thing.
Yes.
And then, so if your cat invited all its cat friends, in quotes, to your house, it would just be a horrible time, because there would be, like, cat pee and cats, like hiding.
And at least the dog park, you can do it, a dog party you can do in the park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they all run around and be dogs.
Yeah.
And cats are just like, fuck.
So just don't ever do this. It would be so bad. It would be terrible.
It would be really bad. It's true. That's a great terrible recommendation.
Don't
I love it.
That.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Let's go to the internet. You can find me on Twitter or Instagram as Ferocious J, the word ferocious, the letter J. I also have a newsletter at tinyletter.com/ferociousj. Every issue has collections of interesting articles I found on the internet, links to things I've made, and a couple of dedicated rambles, one of which I just call #dadthoughts. I send it out when the show updates, and I guarantee it's exactly the kind of thing you can happily read over breakfast or while you are bored at work.
You can find me on Twitter as Besha, B-E-S-H-A. You can also find my dog on Instagram as whiskey.gray. Whiskey and gray are both spelled with an E.
You can find me at Liz Demsky on Instagram. It's LizDembski.
This podcast is available pretty much anywhere you listen to them. Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play Music, whatever platform you're using, though, please consider leaving us a nice review or rating. Like, seriously. Because dozens of you could do this, and then we would have dozens more listeners.
Yes.
It helps more people discover us. And it also increases the chances of one of the ideas you've just heard being picked up by somebody.
Thanks for listening. And remember, if you've heard something you like, go ahead and do it. I just want credit.
I want a cut.